So he spoke, and drawing back, I thrust my silver-studded sword into its sheath. And after he had drunk of the dark blood, then thus the blameless seer addressed me. You are looking for a joyous journey home, glorious Odysseus, but a god will make it hard. For I do not think you will elude the land-shaker, who bears a grudge against you in his heart, angry because you blinded his dear son. Yet, even so, by meeting hardship, you may still reach home, if you will curb the passions of yourself and crew, when once you bring your staunch ship to the Thrinacian island, safe from the dark blue sea, and find the pasturing kine and sturdy sheep of the sun, who all things oversees, all overhears. If you leave these unharmed and heed your homeward way, you still may come to Ithaca, though you shall meet with hardship. But if you harm them, then I predict the loss of ship and crew. And even if you yourself escape, late shall you come in evil plight, with loss of all your crew, on the vessel of a stranger. At home you shall find trouble, bold men devouring your living, wooing your matchless wife, and offering bridal gifts. Nevertheless, on your return, you surely shall avenge their crimes. But after you have slain the suitors in your halls, whether by stratagem or by sharp sword boldly, then journey on, bearing a shapely oar, until you reach the men who know no sea and do not eat food mixed with salt. These, therefore, have no knowledge of the red-cheeked ships, nor of the shapely oars which are the wings of ships. And I will name a sign easy to be observed, which shall not fail you. When another traveller, meeting you, shall say you have a winnowing fan on your white shoulder, there fix in the ground your shapely oar, and make fit offerings to Lord Poseidon, a ram, a bull, and the sow's mate, a boar, and turning homeward, offer sacred hecatombs to the immortal gods who hold the open sky, all in the order due. Upon yourself, death from the sea shall very gently come and cut you off, bowed down with hale old age. Round you shall be a prosperous people. I speak what shall not fail.